Kamala Harris spent the last days of her campaign in the swing state of Michigan, meeting with voters at a Detroit chicken and waffle restaurant and speaking at a local church, where she said voters in her Democratic Party, commonly associated with the color blue, are being joined by voters from the Republican Party, who are associated with red.
I see a nation determined to turn the page on hatred and division and chart a new way forward. As I travel, I see Americans from so-called red states to so-called blue states who are ready to bend the arc of history toward justice.
Donald Trump campaigned in the swing state of North Carolina, where he told supporters he's confident of an Election Day win.
We have a beautiful lead. All we have to do, Mike, all we have to do is go out on Tuesday and vote, vote, vote.
Trump told supporters that their opponents are already trying to steal this election.
They cheat in elections, and you call them on it, and they want to put you in jail. Think about it. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen, but I love it. You know why? Because we've proven something, we've shown something, and we're going to get it fixed, and we got to win this election.
At that rally, Trump again suggested violence against political opponents, this time the media. Harris says this election is about more than partisan politics and those who she says, quote, seek to deepen divisions, sow hate, spread fear, and cause chaos.
And I pledge to listen to people who disagree with me. Because, you see, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. In fact, I'll give them a seat at the table because that's what strong leaders do.
More than 75 million Americans have already voted in this election. That's nearly half the total who voted 4 years ago. Public opinion polls show a close race, with the closing New York Times Siena College survey showing voters equally split at 48% for both Trump and Harris. Scott Stearns, VOA News.